Well, now we head to Tennessee, where the Volunteer State recently wrapped up their 91st state convention. But mixed in with the blue and gold of FFA members was another group that you might not expect, 4-H members. The two organizations have a lot in common, and Charles Denny with the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture has more on their cooperative efforts.
Where blue sometimes merges with green, 3,500 strong, youth from across Tennessee in Gatlinburg for the annual FFA State Convention. Now known as the National FFA Organization, with a history of being called Future Farmers of America, here are young people with an interest in agriculture and leadership. But FFA is also for kids who want to be doctors, teachers, scientists, and business leaders. The same can be said for another ag-related youth organization, 4-H. Austin Parker from Sumner County has been active in both.
4-H kind of goes in the government side. Last week I was at 4-H Congress, where we toured the state capitol, and this week I'm at the state convention, where I'm in Gatlinburg, touring Gatlinburg. So just the soft skills and the life lessons you learn in both 4-H and FFA just are awesome.
Ella Pollack was trying out virtual reality goggles at the FFA convention. She's also been a 4-H'er and an FFA member.
Really, 4-H lays that ground for agriculture, and once you get into high school, you have that basis and knowledge of what you're expecting to go through FFA and have more of a leadership idea.
Many people think 4-H is for younger kids, while FFA is a high school organization. 4-H does start at a younger age, but can continue well into college, and leaders of both groups encourage dual membership. 4-H and FFA members participate in many of the same projects: livestock judging, public speaking, and ag science. Perhaps one difference might be that FFA includes more focus on agriculture as a high school curriculum.
There's so much focus on leadership and development of the individual just to be a successful citizen and learn through agriculture, both in 4-H and in FFA. FFA is a little bit different because it is intracurricular and focuses on requiring classroom engagement and developing with that help of the ag teacher.
Through both 4-H and FFA, we really promote leadership opportunities, teaching young people the importance of becoming a successful leader. You know, so many people talk about being leaders of tomorrow. Well, 4-H and FFA members are leaders today.
Regardless of whether we're talking FFA, 4-H, or both, young people are encouraged to get involved. After all, there's a combined and mutual mission here to better the lives of young people with positive activities. This is Charles Denny reporting.
And again, dual enrollment in both programs is, of course, encouraged, and there's no barrier to joining. So students should check with the local guidance office at their school if they happen to be interested.